Leslie Holloway, Senior Director of Regulatory Affairs for Missouri Farm Bureau.
All right, Leslie, there's been a decision by the Missouri Supreme Court regarding the Grain Belt Express. Tell us what that decision is and how that might affect farmers.
The decision is that the Public Service Commission has been directed by the ruling to go back and reconsider the denial of the request for approval by the Grain Belt Express proponents. Clean Line Energy is the sponsor of that project. And the Public Service Commission had denied their request for approval based on a ruling that had come down in another court case that the Public Service Commission felt was applicable to the Grain Belt Express case, and the commission decided that they were obligated to, because of that other court decision, deny the request for approval.
So, obviously, then Clean Line Energy appealed to the Missouri Supreme Court, and they decided that this needed to be reconsidered. And by that, what does that mean exactly?
Well, the reconsideration would mean that the Public Service Commission will take up the matter again and either decide to approve the request for approval or decide that the merits of the project still do not meet the criteria that the Public Service Commission uses to determine eligibility for what they call a certificate of convenience and necessity, which essentially is authorizing the use of eminent domain power. That's really the crux of the matter from Missouri Farm Bureau's standpoint. This is a project that's been proposed by really a consortium of private investors out of Texas. They want to build a transmission line to transmit wind power from Kansas over to the East Coast, and we are contending that that type of a project should not be eligible for eminent domain power.
Yes, the crux of the matter is of huge concern to farmers, and in Missouri, of course, this would run right across the state. And is there any? Have you guys done an analysis of how many farmers that could potentially affect?
Well, yes, there have been records to show that there would be over 500 landowners directly impacted by the line itself, and many of them showed up for hearings. The Public Service Commission has conducted hearings on this matter. In fact, this last decision that they issued was not the first time that they had actually denied the request for approval. Grain Belt had requested approval initially in 2015, and that initial proposal was denied. Grain Belt then went back and tried to adjust its structure and its plan to try to meet what the Public Service Commission identified at that time as reasons for denying the permit. They came back. In the course of that proceeding, however, there was this other ruling on another project that the Public Service Commission found to be applicable in the Grain Belt case as well. So there will be a review again of the merits of the project. It is interesting to note that in the previous proceeding, when the staff that advises the Public Service Commission on whether a project meets those criteria that must be met in order for the certificate of convenience and necessity to be granted, that the staff said that the proponents had not proven that they were able to meet three of the specific criteria that have to be met.
Okay, so what does this mean to Missouri farmers? Because it does go back for consideration, as you just explained, and the outcome of that is unknown. But how much uncertainty does this create, and how much concern and extra maybe lobbying on behalf of Farm Bureau? And can Farm Bureau lobby the PSC? You know, how does that all work?
We have a great concern about the potential precedent that this sets, because As President Hurst said in his statement, we think that this really opens the door for granting the power of eminent domain to many other types of projects that have never before been considered eligible to be able to go out and condemn private property. And, of course, the power of eminent domain and condemnation is something that has always been used very sparingly, has really been reserved only for those types of projects, for instance, roads, that are considered to be really beneficial to the population at large. This, again, is not one of your typical utility operations. This isn't like a facility that's regulated at the state level where there are rate cases and where they are very strictly scrutinized by the Public Service Commission from a regulatory standpoint. And so we're very alarmed that the precedent that this could set and how it would impact farmers down the road and their private property rights.
All right. But within that alarm, is there anything that the organization would be doing between now and the next PSC decision?
We will have to consider, depending on what the parameters are that the Public Service Commission sets, assuming that there is another review process as has been conducted on the previous requests, whether we would weigh in as what they call an intervener, where you would actually participate in a legal proceeding and have to file briefs and cross-examine witnesses and that kind of thing. That would be one way that we would participate, and that is how we have participated up until this point. We would also be working with legislators and working with other public officials to try to make sure that everyone is aware of what the potential impact could be on private property rights. And so there may be a legislative approach, which we also have tried to work on over the past couple of years to try to strengthen the protection from condemnation for private property rights.
Leslie, would there be anything that the governor could do? And having our new governor being a farmer with an understanding of land ownership and agriculture production, do you see that as a potential advantage?
We see the potential for having some involvement. The governor, of course, does appoint the members of the Public Service Commission. And so there will certainly need to be communication, and we would hope that the governor's office would be aware of this project and would understand the types of concerns that we're raising.
And going back to one more question on the 500 landowners, do you know how many of those are farmers and the number of acres that might be affected?
I don't have those numbers at hand. No.
Does it cut through the middle, the north, the south part of the state, the proposal?
It's basically north of the Missouri River, pretty much straight across the state from Buchanan County over to Ralls County.
And that's heavy farm country in Missouri.
Yes, certainly largely rural, yes, absolutely, by and large, the rural part of the state, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just once again, that we would emphasize that the staff that advises the Public Service Commission, those three criteria I referenced earlier are actually the need for the project. The staff said that the need for the project had not been demonstrated through the information that had been provided, as well as economic feasibility they questioned. And then lastly, they questioned whether it is, in fact, in the public interest if it meets that criteria for meeting the public interest before the certificate can be granted.